There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. Upcoming featured entertainment includes The Steel Woods on April 26th and Little River Band on May 3rd. Details and tickets at HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino floor and attend a show. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Comedian Dave Attell cracks up the Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia on Friday, May 4th. He joined me to preview the show, as well as hype his latest Netflix special and debate the greatest stand-up comics of all time.
Jason, hey buddy.
Hey, Dave Attell. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP in Washington, D.C.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason. Dude, it's been a busy couple of months. I guess the big news for me is a special on Netflix, Aqua's Buns. So, you know, for the fans out there, thank you for watching. And it was kind of a cool thing to be back on Netflix.
Yeah. And I want to tell everyone that you're coming to the Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in Charlestown, West Virginia on Saturday, May 4th. And that's like the closest to our D.C. area. It's just over the line. Folks, hop in the car. People head over to West Virginia all the time. But before we get to that show, since you mentioned it, tell me about how the Netflix special go, man. It premiered, I guess, in March. How'd it go?
Well, as of now, all good. I mean, great feedback. And, you and I, we know the comedy world, but I guess a lot of the fans don't. It's like the comedy world, like these specials are like usually about an hour. So I wanted mine short. You know, everyone's attention span is pretty small now with the TikTok and all that kind of stuff. So I definitely wanted to keep it on the shorter side and not on the longer side. And that's why it's about 40 minutes. So people have been asking me, why is it 40 minutes? I'm going, you know, it's for the attention span. I, as a comic, have trouble watching specials now. I usually have to take a pee break in the middle, you know, maybe get a sandwich and then go back and finish the special. So I get it. I mean, shorter is better.
But that's the good thing about Netflix. You can pause it. It's so hard because I never want to, when I'm interviewing comedians, I never want to spoil, you know, your punchlines. We want everyone to go see Netflix. But
no, please, go ahead, buddy. I'm already working on new stuff.
All right, great. You know, is there one bit from the Hot Cross Buns that people come up to you on the street and quote back to you the most? Like, is there one where you're like, well, that one worked?
Great question. What happened is the special was actually too short. I had it at 37 minutes and Netflix said, you got to bring it up a couple of minutes to 40. You know, 40 is where like you get in the algorithm and it's more of it's able to like the data, you know, like they have it all set up for 40 minutes. So my director, the guy who directed the special, Scott Gallick, super cool dude, very passionate about comedy. He said, you know, we're going to add because we want to be part of that, you know, algorithm. So we put it in at the very end of the special. I played the recorder and I started, I guess, before the pandemic, but in the pandemic, I really dug in. And I played, the special is done in San Francisco at Cobb. So we went down to Fisherman's Wharf and I played the recorder and there's seals there. So it's kind of like, we thought it would just be kind of a fun goof, but it turns out that was the biggest thing people loved in the special. They keep talking about it. People watch it. They watch it with the dogs. Like the dogs like the seals. I don't know what it is, dogs and seals, but for some reason, that's the part that really took off. So how cool is that? Usually you add something in and it stinks. That one was like gold. So I lucked out.
You're talking about like when elementary school playing the recorder, the hot cross bun.
Yes.
Okay.
And when I don't play the recorder, I play the cigarette. So I apologize for that.
You just stole my joke. I literally was going to ask, is that a recorder that you're smoking? That's smoking her. I
love
the
smoking of course, recorder.
We got to talk about this Hollywood Casino show coming up because I want to focus on, you know, that's yeah. So everyone check out Hot Cross Buns on Netflix and then come to Dave Attell Live at Hollywood Casino and Charleston Races. So you're saying that this is fully new material. This is not like the Hot Cross Buns thing on the road. This is all new material.
There might be a joke or two from that, but I'm working on new stuff all the time. And like, yeah. I know if my fans come out, you know, if the comedy fans come out, they're going to want to see stuff that's being worked on, new stuff, all that kind of stuff. So I throw it all together, but I would say there's going to be a lot of new stuff. And I would say also that, you know, the sweetest part of doing a special is the gigs you do afterwards. So this one I'm definitely looking forward to. I want to, you know, mix it up with the fans. And also, you know, it's not just a casino. It's a racetrack casino, a racino. So I'm in, you know, I think that's going to be a lot of fun indoor and outdoor.
Yeah, a lot of the comics we have on have fun with the name. Dana Carvey was like, "I like that it's Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races." And they had fun. He was like, "He was
misdirect, but I get it."
You can imagine Dana going, "And jokes coming up on the outside." You know, he did some racing jokes.
Yeah,
but what? I don't want to burn any of your material. But if they come to that, like,
ahead,
What all topics do we get into? What issues? What personal stuff are you grappling with? And what, you know, what's a teaser?
Well, I'm old, so that's what I talk about. My mother who has dementia, and I also talk about just being old. But most of my stuff is just quick one-liners. So I'm not a storyteller. Yeah. I tried doing that in the special. You know, I have some stories and all that kind of stuff. But it's really about the jokes for me, and it always has been. The whole thing of it is you know, the whole idea of like 2-3 jokes a minute, like that's kind of out of style, but that's kind of how I wanted to roll with it. I wanted to keep hitting them hard. And, you know, topic wise, I would say it runs the gambit. I'm not very political. I'm not very confessional. I'm not any of those things. And I know on Netflix, there's plenty of specials like that, but I'm just classic. You know, I just trying to just do jokes. So, you know, if you're into jokes, then that's what it's about. If you're not, then like, you know, I would say, you know, flip on some NPR and get your fix. So, you know,
you're less the storyteller. You're more of the Mitch Hedberg school of thought.
Wow.
Like little one-liner zingers.
Well, Hedberg, who I knew, of course, he passed a while ago, was a great one-liner guy. He was like so esoteric. And we were talking about it earlier, like me and some of the other comics, about how his cadence and his style has really, you know, you see it in a lot of new comics. You see it in a lot of guys who are fans. And like when you first start out, you know, you're always looking for like a persona. And I could just see it in them, how like Hedberg had a big effect. So in terms of like impact, you know, he was awesome. He really, you know, affected us all. I miss him to this day because no one was a better like joke writer, random, you know, left turn kind of guy than him. And his stuff was so visual, you know.
Yeah.
So Mitch was like, I'd say Mount Rushmore for joke writing, you know.
I'm with you. I mean, I quote him all the time. It's like, you know, instead of saying I'm going to go shave, I think someone else is out there shaving. So I'm going to say I'm going to go shave too. there's so many. But by the way, a lot of people put you on that Mount Rushmore, my friend. In fact, we had Bert Kreischer on a couple like last year when you all did that Baltimore, what was it, Fully Loaded, I think, tour.
That was a cool show. And let's talk about Bert for a minute. There's nobody better than to other comics than Bert. Bert really, he puts together a tour and it is fun. Like there's stuff going on during the day, there's stuff going on at night. So it's almost like you're on one of these paid vacations when you're with Bert. I mean, I'm only doing about 15, 20 minutes and Bert has to close it out every night after like 7 hardcore headliners. You know how hard that is? That's really hard. And it's outdoors and the people are drunk. And of course they're there to see Bert, but still like that's a lot of comedy before you go on. And he does a full show. So I was always like, that is, if can I say the term, balls. I mean, like the guy rolls hard and he's good to all of us. So the Baltimore show, I followed Tiffany and she crushed it. Tiffany Haddish, she crushed it. And I was like, oh man. And the crowd was there for me too. But I would say that every show, there's always like one or two standouts, and that was her night for sure. I was with Bert and Shane Gillis, who's probably one of the best comics living right now. He's such a fun guy, so good. He was on a show, and I was like, God help whoever has to follow him right now, because that guy is crushing it. And Bert went out, and he did it. So, you know, kudos to Bert.
Yeah, well, the only reason I was quoting him, well, A, because it was in Baltimore, but he actually said, the quote, the GOAT is Dave Attell. Dave Attell is the best comedian you're ever going to see. And he is the one we're all copying, the one we're all imitating. He is my favorite comic alive, end quote. So,
well, this whole GOAT thing, you know, let's you and me get into it. And I'm older than you. First of all, when someone says you're a GOAT and you kind of look GOAT-ish like I do, like I do have a GOAT quality.
I can see that.
That is our sign, the GOAT. So there's a lot more to it than just being the GOAT. But yeah, there's a lot of great ones out there. Chappelle, I mean, Burr. There's so many, like there's never been so many giants walking the earth. So thank you, dude. Thank you. That's very nice. I'm not really good with a compliment, but thank you.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Yeah. Well, I had to throw it your way, but a couple of minutes, these interviews, you never know where they're going to go. And you mentioned that Hedberg might be on your Mount Rushmore. Who else would be the other three slots? I know that's impossible, but I'm going to make you do it.
Are these ones... like no longer with us, or
how about how about no longer with us, because we just mentioned good. You know, we mentioned Chappelle and Burt, we mentioned all the new ones, but
there's different ones for different like tastes, but for me I would say Richard Jenny, who really kind of taught me how to write, like, you know, material, like watching him. I worked for him also, like at the Caroline's Comedy Hour in the 90s, and like it was really a great chance to see a guy who was a power headliner. Like he was a power headliner. And then, you know, Sam Kinison, Bill Hicks, those are my guys. Like I really, like, you know, looked up to them, you know, even though I never got to meet them, although I did meet Bill Hicks. So I would say that those people, and my Mount Rushmore, it's more of a Supreme Court. I'm gonna take seven or eight of them here. Okay, so then there's, of course, Greg Giraldo, and then Patrice, who were like just amazing comics. And I did know them, you know, I was friends with them. And, you know, there's a big bench, and Gilbert and Bob Sackett, and both of them were so unique and so different that like together, it's almost like you kind of get like generations of comedy right there. But Gilbert,
we
for
Bob
sure.
Bob Sackett with Gilbert Godfrey in the Supreme Court justice robe stacked on each other. And that's one.
Exactly.
Justice.
And all of them just basically, we don't know what's going on under the ropes. So I would say this about Gilbert, especially because I was closer to him, that Gilbert, you know, this guy, he could take a street joke or he could take an old joke format and he would commit to it. Even if the crowd was moaning and groaning, he would power through it. Like he didn't care. It's like, it was almost like he had to tell the joke. And that's what I loved about him, is that, like, you know, whether they got him or not, he was telling these jokes. And like, he would roll with whatever the audience brought back at him. And it didn't seem to faze him. For him, it was just like, this is what it is. You know, this is what I want to say. And that's what I do. And there's other names too, like Norm MacDonald, who I worked with him briefly at SNL. You know, he, of course, was a great comic. Few people know that like how great a comic he was. And recently, Richard Lewis, who when I was a kid in the 80s, we would look up to him. I'd watch him on Letterman and stuff like that. So these guys are all, you know, Joan Rivers. I mean, like, there's a big, for some reason, there's a lot of great comics, you know, a lot of them no longer with us, but it seems like these are the ones that had impact on me. So, you know.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. And of course.
I want to hear yours now. Let me hear what you, it's not all about me.
Oh, God. When I asked that, I should have had an answer.
Really. Give me two.
Well, so see, you probably grew up a little before me. You were what? You were born
in the 60s.
I grew up in 84. So when I was growing up, it was, you know, stand up was like Chris Rock, you know, Bigger and Blacker and all that was hilarious. And Chappelle was like my, you know, Chappelle Show was like my college years. But, you know, who else was big? I mean, Jeff Foxworthy and all those guys were big back then. I'm trying to think.
These are all the living legends. These are the guys who are out there now still doing
it. Well, I mean, Jerry Seinfeld, of course. I love Seinfeld. Yes. And then all the, you know, Chris Farley and Adam Sandler and Carvey, like all those SNL guys. That was sort of my jam. And then you got your Will Ferrells and stuff. But I mean, you've been a big one too, man.
I'm just glad to make the list. I was just going to say, you know, there's never been so many ways to watch comedy. And then also to, all these comedy podcasts. I'm not exactly sure what that really does for the comedy world. I know it's great that it gets to connect to the fans. I don't have a podcast, but I do think a lot of fans want that like connection. But for me, it's always been about the live show and the new material and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of my friends are really cool. Like, they help me promote, and I like going on their shows and everything like that. Like, you know, Maron and Bert and Tom Segura and like all these different people, like super cool, Bobby Lee, you know, and like, at the end of the day, it's like, it kind of shows you that we're all kind of internet connected, but it's really up to the fan of the comedy to like get away from the podcast and come see us live. Cause that's really what we're all talking about, is these live shows. So you can listen to comedy on a podcast, but you know it until you go to the venue, whether it's a club or a theater, or even now they have stadiums doing it. Like, you really haven't seen comedy. You really don't get it until you go see it live. So, you know,
you got to go see it live. And, oh, and I have to, of course, Mitch Hedberg, I mentioned him earlier, but yeah, he would definitely be on my Mount Rushmore. And then you got Eddie Murphy. There's so many. It's impossible if you want to keep going back, and Rodney Danger and Steve Martin. And then he goes on and on. But
let's face it, I'm the guy playing the Charlestown Hollywood Casino.
Yes.
I don't take it lightly.
Way to bring it back around.
Go
like
full
a
circle,
pro.
My friend.
But
I can't wait to go. It's going to be a 4+ hour ride. I'm going with my guy, Ryan Reese. Very funny dude. And we're going to hit it hard. And let's face it, you know, it's West Virginia. That means cheap smokes, big laughs.
Wild and Wonderful, I think, is their tagline.
And that.
Yes, everyone come out to the show. Final seconds. My buddy Ben McMurray is probably your biggest fan. He's been friends since like first grade.
What's his name?
Ben McMurray.
Ben, Big Ben, bring him to the show.
Come to the show. He said I had to ask you about Insomniac on Comedy Central because it was from what 2001 to 2004, and
yes,
it was like the funniest thing. It was like the funniest thing on TV for a stretch there. You know,
yeah, I don't know about that, but it definitely had a spot. It was towards the beginning of the travel show, I guess, phenomenon that went on, because there's a lot of travel shows after that. I wasn't the first one, but it was definitely a little different take on the travel show.
Yeah.
And I liked it because, you know, it was my idea, but it was really more about like, we never really knew what was going to happen. So like, we would plan on going to a place and that might be closed, or we might hope to be part of like an event and that was rained out. So we were always, it always kept me thinking, and it kept me loose, and it kept me working on my feet. And I think that's kind of a skill set that I have. So it really kind of like was organic, as they say, for me. But I know nowadays when you watch reality TV, a lot of it is scripted. This was not scripted. So, you know, we might know where we're going and hope to meet a group, but anything that happened there or on the way there was just, it was up to the gods, basically. So, you know, I think the people that did it with me, it was a grind, and they really went above and beyond to make me look good. So I thank them always for it. And for the people who watched it, you know, it was really, it was really a lot of shows to a lot of different people. To some people, it was a travel show. To some people, it was a late night job show. To a lot of people, it was a drinking show. So it was a lot of different things in one show. And, you know, Comedy Central, to give them props, back then, they always were able to take a comic and like their idea and like give them a platform. So the Chappelle Show, which is probably one of the best sketch shows that ever was made, and the Daily Show and all these different shows, like they probably wouldn't have worked anywhere else but Comedy Central. And it's a shame that like right now there is no platform like that outside of like real platforming, which is YouTube or TikTok, for new comics to like kind of get out their ideas and connect to an audience. So I was very lucky to be there at that time, you know.
What travel show? I thought you hated traveling. I thought, because your dad used to
I really
beat you
don't
with the Globe.
Like travel. Dude.
Wasn't that one Skanks from the Memories? You said your dad beat you with the Globe.
Yeah. Thank you. You know my stuff, buddy. I that. But yeah, I'm not like a big, like I'm not a Marco Polo type of dude, you know, like in dead culture or anything like that. I go wherever I went, whether it's Brazil, Japan, I'm like, where can I get a coffee around here? Hey, is there any like burgers? You know, so I'm like the worst travel guy. And like, you know, I do like the late night, you know, I'm still like an insomniac, you know, even though I don't party or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think that's part of my DNA, but I would say for the traveling, there's so many better, like Anthony Bourdain, nobody did it better than that guy. There were so many other types of travel shows that like, you really get to see more of the culture, and it's at during the day, so you can actually see things. So yeah. My stuff was all night. You know, we tried it one time during the day in Brazil, and that was like a weird, it even threw us off. We're like, what's going on here? It's early. <on you. laughs> So anyway, I really appreciate the people who came to see me after they saw it. And, you know, I was a comic before I was on that show, and I was a comic during that, and I was a comic afterwards. So this is really what I do. I'm a club comic. And I'm lucky to play these casinos. And, you know, it's weird because, like, people do everything online now. So when you really gamble in person, you're like, yeah, I'm in it. You know, this is a lot. And let's face it, as an old guy, who doesn't love a buffet? I love a buffet. And a casino brings it. I mean, when's the last time you treated yourself to a breakfast buffet? I want to hear it, Jason. Go ahead.
It's been definitely pre-COVID. Which
you do. You got to get out there. Bring your buddy Ben. You guys hit the buffet.
Play some slots. Yeah, the real
slots. Shirt. Is that your game? What's your game?
Oh, I don't really gamble that much. It's slots or blackjack. I'm boring.
Blackjack is the way to go. Craps, if you got the money. You know, the problem with craps is my legs hurt by the end of it, you know, if I stay there that long. You know,
it depends what kind of craps you got going on.
Exactly. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I think I've had some craps that hurt my legs. But... All right, hey, I guess we'll leave it there. I don't know, we're only down from there. But David,
one more shout out to the people. Okay, it's going to be a wild show. It's going to be an adult show. And I can't wait to do it because I've been like planning it for so long now. So the Hollywood Casino, Charlestown, West Virginia, I'm there. It's going to be awesome. Dude, thanks for helping me get the word out.
Yeah, man. May 4th, everybody. Get your tickets. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Right, hey, dude, you should come see me live. Where are you located, D.C.?
Frederick, Maryland, which is closer to
Baltimore. What's close for you?
Well, DC Improv or this, honestly, this Hollywood Casino probably would be close.
Dude, if you come down, come up and say hi to me. So thank you, man. It definitely would be great if you guys, you and your buddies, whatever, come over and say hi. But we're going to stay over and then we're going to drive back the next day. So we'll be there. And if you see me in DC, you know, I'm always at the DC Improv. So another one, you and your guys come down. I love your comedy knowledge. I like that you know, like, not just my stuff, but a lot of people. So that's a rarity in these times now. Everybody usually has like their one or two person. You know everybody. So
I appreciate it.
So please, if you come by, say hi, get word back to me and, you know, come back and say hello, you know, for sure.
Awesome. You're the man. Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Have a good one, man. Thank you.
See ya. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.